Blog Talk Radio.
Terrell here. How y'all doing out there? Getting close to the IKF Grand Nats. It's this weekend in Fresno. If you haven't signed up, you better get signed up because it's already $20 more. And I think they've got like 120 entries or something. We're going to find out here in a little bit. We're going to talk to Chris Rossi, one of the KPX guys, one of the main KPX guys, and he's going to give us the inside scoop on what's going down for the weekend. Then we've got a few senior 206 drivers calling in, and that's what we're going to do. It's going to be a great night. So we're going to hear one more song, a couple commercials, and we're going to jump right into it with Chris Rossi. Thanks for tuning in. This is Terrell, Steve Pagot, Chris Rossi on Hump Day with Terrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
boy. Yeah, I love my lady, so long and lean. You mess with her, you see a man get mean. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy.
Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racers. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up, what up? How we doing out there? I believe we have Chris Rossi phone with us. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How you doing,
all right,
bro?
You have. I'm doing so good, man. Getting excited for the weekend. Man, it seems it's turning out pretty dang good, huh?
Oh, it's, yeah, I think we're up to like 127 entries right now, 126, and I know of at least four or five people that haven't registered yet that are going to be registering at the track, so it's going to be huge. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, historically speaking, with the KPX, do you guys get a lot of guys that register at the race? I know I'm one of them.
Well, our biggest pre-registration I think we've ever had is something like 65 pre-registered, 65,
oh, wow.
70, I believe. So, and, you know, and we're pushing 100, 110, you know, 115 carters. So, yeah, I mean, there'll be some walk-ups, you know, coming in registering for this thing, definitely.
How many do you think? What's your guess total?
I would really like to see 150. I think if we get 150, that'd be awesome. But I think realistically, I'm probably saying 130 to 140, I would say. I think a lot of people have registered. I mean, the classes are huge. They're all in, I think, double digits now. So, it's going to be huge.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So give us a little bit of a history. I want to know a little bit of history on the IKF and stuff. And how did this all come about? You know what I mean? How did you guys hook up? Did Tom, he bought the place or whatever? And just tell me a little bit about
it. I don't know too much history of IKF. I know they're the biggest or the oldest sanctioning body there is. I mean, they started down south, I believe. I don't know too much history. Tom ended up somehow acquiring IKF, I believe the early part of this year. And Texas was supposed to have IKF Grand Nationals. Something happened there. This all kind of started when we were at Prairie City. We heard that it got canceled. So that Monday morning, I gave Tom a text saying, hey, IKF Nationals, Fresno Fairgrounds, September 8th and 9th. And he's like, well, we got to check the dates and make sure it's not on top of any dates. And I said, we're not on top of anything. We're not on top of LAKC. We're not on top of Tri-City. This was supposed to be our super regional. He says, let's do it. So within, 4 weeks after negotiating everything, getting everything in place and start promoting it, we're at, 126 entries right now, which is just awesome in 4 weeks.
I'm noticing people coming from all over. I mean, there's Arizona, there's Texas, there's Oregon, there's Washington. Where else?
Yeah, they're coming from all over. They're coming from all over. I mean, you know, a lot of these people are huge IKF fans and have supported IKF for many, many years and know what the Duffy and the Eagle mean. I mean, it means it's huge. And so these guys are coming to try to win it again. I mean, we have some really good drivers. In all the classes, it's going to be real tough to
qualify.
It really
is. The people that are signing up, and it's like every one of them is a name.
They're heavy hitters.
I mean, yeah. Right, for sure.
I mean,
it's hard to see who's going to win. I mean, if you had to pick, it'd be tough.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that win this race, they're definitely going to have bragging rights, winning the Duffy, winning the Eagle. You know, they're definitely have bragging rights because there's heavy hitters that are coming. I mean, from the kids all the way up to the masters, to the heavies, in all the classes. There's some fast kids, fast adults, and, you know, they love the sport, and they want to, you know, sit here and support this, you know, IKF Nationals and try to bring it back to what it once used to be.
Right, right, right. And what did it once used to be? What when you say tell the people out there what was it before and what is it now and what's the, you know, difference, whatever.
I think in 2008, I don't have the book on me. It's in their tech book. It's, you know, it states all the years that they've had to have any entries in each class. I think Reno at 1 year had over 400 entries and for the Nationals. But, you know, back then, they were running light, medium, heavy pretty much in all the classes. Tom wanted to try to kind of streamline it into a two-day event. You know, he goes, we don't need to run five, you know, for 5 days. For one, people don't have the money or can't take the time off of work to go travel and do a race like this in 5 days. For one, you know, it costs a lot of money nowadays. And he wanted to streamline it. He wanted to get rid of all the light, medium, heavy classes. You know, some of these classes there is, you know, six, seven guys are racing against. He wanted to make them all big. And so we sat down with him and talked to him about the classes. So we had to make sure we had all the four cycle classes covered from junior all the way up to masters. And the same thing with the two cycle classes. And he wanted to make it even more simple. And he says, two motor packages. Let's do it this year and see where we can grow off of this. And so we were able to put it into a two-day format where people can show up on a Friday and, you know, practice Saturday, qualify Saturday afternoon, and then race on Sunday, where sometimes you would show up and you would, you know, you'd race a class on Thursday and you wouldn't race on Friday, you'd race on Sunday, you know, things like that. So it's going to be packed and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're not there, as Harrell says, you're late.
You are late. If you are not at the Grand Nats, you are late.
Exactly.
Now the Duffy and the Screaming Eagle. I mean, before I even knew what they were, I heard about them, you know, when I got into karting. What is the deal with the Duffy and the Screaming Eagle? Tell me that.
Well, the Duffy, so you get the Duffy if you win the race. basically. And that's, you know, it's a trophy. I mean, that trophy, I think it weighs 7 or 10 pounds. And just for the trophies, just for the Duffy, the Eagle, and the belt buckle, it's almost $800 just for those three pieces per class that we have to pay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's about a little over $7,000-$8,000 just in trophies for those that we have to pay. So the Duffy is what you get if you win the class. And then you also get
a belt
buckle,
Duffy?
Which is for your
Why
are you asking these questions? I haven't really studied it very much.
I mean, I don't understand why is it called a Duffy. That's like a veer.
I think it's
a veer on Simpsons.
No, I don't know. I haven't read up very much on it. Kenny has done a lot of reading up on all this stuff. I've been truthfully busy with work, and work's been crazy for me, so I haven't done much with this. Kenny and Brian Baker have been doing a lot of this work. I'm just lucky. I just get to, you know, flap my lips and tell people what's going on and where we're going to be. So I guess I get to reap the reward for being on your show. They don't.
Good.
But you get the Duffy, and then the Eagle is if you qualify on pole. You get the Screaming Eagle. So are you running Harrell?
No, I'm just working. I'm going to tune.
Why aren't you running?
I'm helping a few different people. Because I didn't get my new cart yet.
You don't need a new cart?
Yeah, next year I'll run. I'm just not prepared.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm going to be there for sure. I'm going to be helping the team.
Good.
I'm going to help out Pago a little bit. He's running two classes.
I'm going to need the help for sure. This is going to
be
two masters.
His foot massage is what I am.
Well, I'll be over in your pits after the end of the day.
Well, he pays me $1 per massage.
Cheap. I'll do it.
Okay, cool. As long as you're good with that.
No, but, you know, I mean, I would like to say, you know, thanks to our sponsors, you know, that have stepped up to help make this come back to reality. I mean, not reality, but make a huge comeback that it has. You know, Briggs & Stratton has stepped up and is sponsoring basically the Junior 1s, Junior 2s, and the Masters. And then you have RLV, you know, sponsoring the 206 seniors. And, I mean, RLV and Briggs have both been a huge supporter of the KPX since day one. And then you have Jerry, Unleashed Power. He's sponsoring the 206 heavies. So thanks. Everybody needs to thank Jerry for that. It's cool.
Is a little applesauce running?
I believe he's running. I haven't looked at the. I think he is. Yeah.
I didn't see his name on. I was tripping.
It should be there. I haven't looked, and then and then you have Cambrian Go Karts. They're supporting, you know, the Junior 2 KAs, which is, you know, Cambrian Go Karts has been a huge supporter of the KPX. They show up to the races with. You name it, it's in their trailer. You know, it's in their trailer. I mean, if you need any part, tires, fuel, whatever, it's in their trailer. So, I mean, these people have really stepped up to help us out. I know I'm missing a couple. I don't have the list in front of me, but then, you know, Tom has stepped up with the Vinco tires. And he's also supporting, he's doing the IME West is doing the Mini Swifts. Sponsoring the Mini Swifts.
Nice.
Actually, I need to get on here. So my wife is telling me I need to go. So I have a meeting I got to be at 7:30.
You do.
So, yeah.
What meeting?
I got a meeting either. It's for work. So.
Oh man.
So I have.
You're letting work get in the way of our fun again.
I know. Work, like I said, work has been crazy. I know you guys have wanted me on the show a lot, and I just haven't been able to get on the show. But, you know, work is what keeps the bills paid. So work is just—it's. I've been slammed. So I got a meeting I got to go to for work. So I'm gonna have to jam, guys, and maybe we'll finish up the phone call when I get done. I'll call in.
I appreciate it, Rothy. We really appreciate you calling in and giving us a little bit of your time. I know you're way busy, but I look forward to seeing you this weekend. When are you getting out of here? You're getting out of here tomorrow or what?
I'll be up there Friday, leaving early Friday morning.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I got a jam.
Okay, everybody. That's Chris Rossi. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you. All right. Bye.
All right, homie. Later.
Hey, Harrell.
Brother.
Check this out. All right, here's what I found. Carding's highest award. Each year, hundreds of carders from all over the U.S. participate in all of the IKF Grand National events in hopes of winning their class and being deemed the IKF Grand National Champion. Along with this most prestigious title, each driver is competing for the most coveted award in karting, the Duffy. So, and then it goes on. I just pulled this off the internet. Says from 1976 to 1981, it was known as Joe Carter Award. At the January 1981 board meeting, President John Stelzer called for the board to vote in honor of a man who, just the month before, had retired from IKF and karting. The well-known gentleman had been active in karting as a driver, mechanic, board member, past president several times in the IKF, and was the co-founder of Organization Karting and the Go-Kart Club of America, which evolved into the International Karting Federation. His name was Frank Duffy Livingston. So there's
okay.
Where the Duffy comes from. It's named after this guy.
Okay. Right, okay. Right. Mr. Duffy.
Mr. Duffy.
There you go, Rossi.
You got it.
We got you, Rossi. We got you. Don't worry, Rossi. We'll figure it out. But I think that's cool. And what about the Screaming Eagle? Why did it be called the Screaming Eagle? I mean, I know it's a Screaming Eagle on the trophy. But what is the...
I would have to look that up here. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I bet it's the same kind of thing, right?
Right, Mr. Eagle.
I would imagine.
A big part of cart.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Screamer. Screamer or Mr. Eagle or Mr. Eagle Screaming or I don't know. But cool, man. I'm really excited for this weekend, dude. Are you pumped up or what?
You know, dude, I'm kind of, definitely on edge. It's been hard to sleep the past couple nights just thinking about all the stuff I need to do. And then, you know, just kind of a little bit of anxiety of it's already hard enough for me to be a solo mechanic, solo driver. It's hard to do one go-kart all by myself and to do two go-karts and to be competitive doing two go-karts. It's a tall order, that's for sure. As you said, there's some heavy hitters showing up. I have mediocre expectations, you know what I mean? Just go into battle and kind of see what happens, you know. I just put my head down and go to battle, you know. And
I've got very high expectations for you, okay?
Of yourself?
Very, very high. For you.
Of yourself? Of me?
Of you. Yeah. For you. I'm expecting big things out of you this weekend.
Well,
you're
you
bringing
know,
home.
I mean,
bring home some. I want you to bring home some hardware.
Oh, we'll see. I'm not, I don't have those high expectations. You know, I know the guy that we just raced in Reno, that guy is on fire, and you know, and he's been karting for however long, and that was just a warm-up for him to, you know. Who else? Andrew Kemp is in our midst now. He's hitting the Masters. So
great.
Jack Arlock. He's running, right? There's some definite heavy hitters coming in, and then. I thought there's a couple of LA guys rolling up, right? Some Southern Cal cats.
Oh, right? Yeah. We got Mike Smith, who was a champion in the KPX a couple years ago.
There you go, right? He's now back in the Masters because of the age drop.
Right.
I mean, all those guys, man, they're on, you know, they're awesome. You know what I mean? They got their shit down. So,
right.
I always go to have fun. I just love racing. If I'm racing toe to toe and it's eighth place, seventh place, second place, I just like racing toe to toe. It doesn't, after that, it doesn't matter really. But if I did come home with some hardware, dude, I'd be so shocked and so, I don't know, justified. I've been doing a lot of big races the past year, and just to kind of get that experience, right, of going to big events, racing in big events, and, you know, it's a different animal for sure from a club race, you know. You have to be spot on, right, like we've talked about. The driver has to be spot on. Car
yep.
has to be spot on.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, there's so much.
Motor has to be spot on.
Yeah.
Everything's
right?
got to be spot on when you go to this event, man. It's got to be. Just so for all you people out there that are planning on going, I mean, most people have been through, you know, some decent events, but this is a big one where people are going to be dialed, man. So don't be like me and show up and start trying to work on your go-kart. You know?
No, yeah. You're,
get that
you're,
thing
you're dialed. Stuff's supposed to be dialed in before you show up. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, that's going to be huge for people, you know, just to be dialed in, you know what I mean? That's the last thing you want to do. I think Dan Pilazzari put it one time. He was like, you can tell who's going to do good in the race and who's not. The guy that's going to do good is just all relaxed and chilling, you know, and he's not running around. The guy that's going to struggle is going to be the guy that's there, it's car tap apart, the motor's torn apart, the front end's torn apart. I mean, it's a...
Right?
You know, that's... Yeah, I mean, it makes it tough, you know what I mean? But, like, there's some big things going, too.
Yeah. And what's exciting for me is I actually just enjoy when I, during the, whoever wins in all the categories, whoever's on the podium in all the categories, seeing these are people we know, usually, right?
Right.
Seeing the joy, seeing their joy. I like that. I like seeing other people's joy. The hard work, you know, the hard work that it pays off to get to that level, the dedication, you know.
Right.
I honor and I salute that. I love it when I see people on the podium. It's a good place, you know.
For sure, dude. For sure. It makes me happy, especially when you get a little part in helping out and stuff. You know, that makes it even better.
Yeah, right? It's your teammate.
Yeah, exactly. People on your team, I mean, all that. It's just, it all means a lot. You know, this, like you say, this is no joke. This race coming up is no joke, man, for sure. It's the real deal, you know. It's like, I mean, you saw the names. You looked through the list, right?
Yeah.
There is not really any not notables, you know what I mean? Everyone there has a chance to win pretty much.
Yeah.
right?
How much have you driven that track before? Do you know much about that track?
I've been there. I've raced there.
What do you think about that track? Give me a comparison to another track. The closest track that you can compare
probably
to
Marina.
That we race on. Probably Marina?
Probably Marina.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the, you know, it's just a temporary type deal, you know, and it's in a parking lot. And there's different, you know, there's asphalt, there's concrete, you know what I mean? There's different surfaces that you have to tune for. So you have to pick where your happy medium, you know. The thing of it is it's really wide.
Okay.
And there's a lot of opportunity for passing.
Nice.
So that kind of makes it exciting, too. I mean, it's wide. It's got a pretty long straightaway. It's got some real fast sweepers. It's got some slow stuff. I mean, it's a really fun track. I struggled the first day in practice because I'd never been there. I did a track walk, went out for practice, was off the pace a ways. And that night I went out with Kenny Manchester and did another track walk. And explained to him, you know, oh, I'm over here. When I come out of here, I'm over here. And he's like, dude, you're in the total wrong spot. So he gave me a lot of pointers. The next day, I gained over a second just by doing that.
Nice.
And I'll tell you what, yeah. If you've got a Burrell, you're probably going to have a little advantage. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me, everybody. But them Burrells, you can put them anywhere on that track, and it's so wide that you can shorten up that track. That's the key. It's just so wide. People go way out here wide to get that corner. Well, you don't always have to go that far out there that wide. That makes sense?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you got a 50-foot track and you're going out to that edge of the 50-foot, on some corners you got to. But on some corners you don't got to use all that track to keep going fast. And that's going to be a key right there. There's a good tip for everybody out there is shorten up the track as much as you can. I mean, I guess that's every track, but especially here because it's so wide.
Gotcha. Well, I'm pumped. I'm doing a KA. That'll be the first time, you know. So some of my racing this weekend is, you know, like I'm driving a KA. I've never driven a KA, right? You know.
Yeah, but get a bunch of practice in. You're gonna have a whole day to practice.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we have to qualify Saturday, so you know, there's only three or four sessions, and then you're gonna start thinking about qualifying. You'll do the fifth session, and then after that, you're qualifying. You're gonna go the last session is qualifying.
Yeah.
Right.
5:30, they start qualifying.
Yeah. Right. So, and I actually like that. Remember how they did that at Shasta, where we qualified Saturday. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then you could just race on Sunday. I kind of dig that kind of concept. It does put more pressure on you, though, you know, on Saturday's pressure.
Right.
But at least it's just not a cold track in the morning. You know, part of what is the art of qualifying usually is you have to be quick in the cold, right? Cold track, cold everything. Doesn't always translate into race pace. And then on some national stuff, when you qualify Saturday afternoon, it's kind of nice because you're qualifying at the race pace you would probably be racing at in the main event the next day.
Right.
So I kind of like that. You know what I mean? And then I love two heat races in a main event because that gives you opportunity if there's issues of one heat race, you could bounce back, regroup. Get a better slot. The second heat race, move up to the main. You know what I mean? Gives you more opportunities, basically.
Yeah, I liked it in the last race we did it at Reno, because man, it gave me time to catch up to Doug. You know?
Right. Yeah.
move up a couple positions.
Reno was a fun race. I had a good time. Yeah.
I got a predicament for their next club race because I got a club race at Prairie City and a club race. Actually, it's a night race at Reno. And then on Saturday night and then Sunday morning at Prairie City.
That's what's coming up is a night race at Reno and then Sunday at Prairie City.
Yep. Yeah, that's
really?
What I'm doing. Well, I'm fighting for second place in the championship in Reno. I missed two races in the beginning, so I can't win it because Doug's a little far ahead of me. But I'm fighting for a championship for first place at Prairie City. So it's I'm kind of torn.
How many
what
races
to do.
Left? All right. How many races left at Prairie City? Two?
I think two. And I got to win them
September,
both.
September, October?
Yep.
So I'm going to come to the October one. I'm going to race that.
No, you're good.
Yeah, no. And I'm coming, and I'm going to mess up that point for the both of you guys. And I'm just going to take the win, and that'll be that.
Okay, well, I'm going to break your leg because I have to win or I can't win. I have to get first place. So if you're coming to fuck with me, I'm going to take you out every chance I get. I'm putting you in the wall, bud. You're getting taken out, all right? I'm going to pay some kids to take you out, my little local kids. I'll just pay them $5 each to take care of you.
Oh, that sounds so funny.
yeah, because if I get second, I have to get to 50 points ahead of – I'm 45 points behind.
Behind
so
you,
I got to
get
50 points. Yeah.
So it sounds like you need to pay me some cash over, and I'll take out Becca. That would be that.
Absolutely. Consider it paid. We should talk. So, we're not live, right?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, man. That's
we
funny.
Should actually go to a song. Enough of us jabbering. Hey, you want to go to a song for a moment?
Yeah, let's go do a song, and that's what we'll do. We'll do a song and get back to it here in a minute. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out tonight. Good night. If you missed it, we just had Chris Rossi on. He was kind of short. He had other things he had to get going. But he was talking a little bit about, you know, what the Screaming Eagle means, what the Duffy means, and, you know, how much of a coveted trophy that is and what a big event this is going to be. I'm expecting, I say, 150 people. That's what I'd say about we're going to have for Carter's. 150 would be my guess. So that's what I'm claiming. That's Steve Pago. I'm Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Yo, yo, yo.
How's it going?
We are live. We are live. We've got Logan Mitchell with us now, a senior driver in the 206. How you doing tonight, brother?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm chilling down at my boat. I got a pole in the water, and I'm doing a radio show, man. I don't know how much better life can get than that.
There you go.
Right. So, man, Logan, you ended up doing pretty decent in the KPX, man, right?
Yeah, a lot better than what I expected. You know, coming into this season, you know, I was going for a top 10 in points, and we ended up accomplishing another thing. So it's always good when that happens.
Right. I think weren't you fifth?
Yeah, fifth. I think we got like two top fives and only finished out of the top 10 once. So we were pretty consistent all year.
So in the points, though, you finished top five, right?
Yep.
That's sweet, dude. You get a trophy, man. You weren't even expecting it. That's probably why you did pretty good, because you weren't expecting it, you know?
I'm pretty stoked about it.
Right, right. I mean, it's no joke, you know? The senior class is no joke. There's some people that want to win, and that are well capable of winning, you know what I mean? So to be anywhere close to that is awesome. And, you know, that senior class, that's awesome. I mean, every class has a lot of good drivers, but, man, them seniors, there's definitely some heat, you know. There's going to be some heat this weekend. You going down to Fresno?
Yep, I'll be there.
Nice, nice, nice. What are your expectations for Fresno?
You know, I want to try to get another top five. You know, if we do what we've been doing all year, I think, you know, we'll be all right. We just got to get it qualified good and get me comfortable as best as I can and just be patient and just see what we can do.
Right, right. That's huge, being patient, man, because bad things happen when you're not patient, you know, when you try to throw it in there. And it's really key in the 206, you say, because man, it's just, I mean, if the pass ain't there, don't try to make it, because you're going to lose speed, and it's going to take you three more laps to get back to, you know, where you were, and then you got another three laps to set up to the pass. So, I mean, it's definitely a hard class to be passing in, you know. You really got to set it up, man. When I watch you guys in the seniors, the top five just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, I'm like, how in the hell are they even doing it? You know, how do they get those passes, man? It's intense, you know?
Yeah, no, it's crazy for sure. You know, the senior class has definitely been growing, and, you know, there's a lot of good competition. You know, like you said, the top five is always just right with each other, and, you know, it's very hard to pass, and, you know, you can't make any mistakes or else, you know, you're going to get freight trained from the people behind you. So you just got to be patient and just take advantage of the opportunities you can get.
I've been freight trained by a bunch of seniors. You know, I'd race in the master's class, and man, I got pushed aside, and I'm not kidding. 8-10 dudes came flying through, and you're not getting back in line.
Oh no, not at all. All you can do is just try your best to, you know, getting back in line and just, you know, try to pass as many people. But when you get freight trained, it's really difficult to even, you know, make your way back up, you know, the top five, because, you know, it's so tough from, you know, first to back. There's always really tough racing,
right?
And, you know, no one's going to give you an inch at all, you know, so, yeah.
Hell no, they're not. They won't give you an inch. They don't give you nothing. But, I mean,
not
even when
all, yep.
You get freight trained and just getting back in the line, you know, so you don't get, like, eight people passing you, is freaking next to impossible. It's like, holy cow, man, somebody just let me back in line, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, it's
what's
definitely,
your background?
It's definitely not an easy. I've been racing about, what'd you say, 5 years now.
Okay.
I got started on a friend's dirt track in Aromas, and liked it from there, and then we ended up going and taking a cart that we bought to Monterey Bay Carters, and quickly figuring out that the cart was not that competitive, but
you know, we really liked it. So we went and bought an Attell cart, and then, you know, did fairly well on that. And then as of 2017, we purchased a Tony cart, and that's really improved our game for sure. I just really like them. They handle really well, and it really teaches you a lot. Because with the Tony carts, you know, if you move your hands a lot, you can really notice it a lot. And, you know, you got to keep your hands smooth and, you know, just do the best that you can.
Right. You know, the less times you turn the steering wheel or have movement on your steering wheel is every time you turn the steering wheel is a tenth. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're doing this, you're doing that. It's a tenth here and a tenth there. And that's huge. I mean, you guys get separated by a tenth in the top 10, 15 sometimes, you know? It's like,
oh yeah,
you know, 8.25, 8.26, 8.27. It's like, holy cow, man, it doesn't get any closer. That's, you know, you can't even blink that fast, you know?
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's always pretty close in time. And, yeah, it's always close. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Right, right. What about before karting? Did you have anything? Did you used to race, or what was your?
I used to race motorcycles, and then kind of stopped doing that, and then moved into the go karting stuff.
Dirt bikes?
Yeah, Hollister, ran a couple motocross stuff, ran a lot of enduro stuff, and then kind of just was like, wanted to try something else. And kind of went towards karting and loved it ever since. And have stuck with it.
Right, right. I came from the AFM, racing street bikes, you know. And it just, when you're getting a little older and stuff and you're racing against kids that don't have to be to work, you know, they're 16, 17 years old, and they'll just run right up your back and over you to get a win, you know what I mean? It gets –
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It gets really aggressive for sure.
Yeah, so I was just like, what else can I do?
It's nuts. Yeah.
Not that karting isn't aggressive. I mean, these guys get way aggressive. I mean, especially you seniors and the junior twos, you know, too. I guess every class, the masters too, man. It's no joke.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah,
especially this weekend.
Doubt. Oh, yeah, this weekend.
This weekend's going to be huge.
This weekend's going to be nuts. You know, you got people coming down from the East Coast that haven't ran Fresno before. So, I mean, everyone's not going to give, you know, no one's going to give anyone an inch this weekend. You know, people are going to rub and bang and do whatever they can to try to get that Duffy.
Right, for sure, for sure. So you weren't even karting when they had, you know, before the Duffies and whatnot, right?
No.
You were like, this would be – so you're shooting for a Duffy, dude. Screaming Eagle, Duffy.
That's the plan, trying to make the podium.
Right.
And I'll be a
right.
kid on Christmas Eve.
You will, dude. I see good things for you.
Yeah,
you,
thank you, bro.
I think because a lot because, you know, like you said, this year you didn't have a lot of big expectations and you just go into it kind of relaxed. And that's when I've done my best racing, when I didn't have any, you know.
Yeah. This weekend I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm not that stressed at all. You know, during the KPX races, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself to do really well because I wanted to, you know, when I was looking at the points and I was like 6th, 7th, I was like, man, I want to try to get 5th. So, you know, I was putting pressure on myself, you know, just to do the best I can. So this weekend, you know, we have no points going down and, you know, just relax and just enjoy the weekend and not get that stressed out.
Right. It's kind of like it's a clean slate for everybody and we get to start fresh for a weekend. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's nice that way. Going into stuff relaxed.
Right, right. That's the only way to go. And it's hard for me. I don't relax anyways. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, for sure.
What are your thoughts on the age limits that they're occurring here at the Grand Nats? You know, like the Masters in the KA is 30. The Masters is 35 again for the, you know, 206. What do you think of all that? That's legit or you think that's, give me your insight on that.
You
think Masters should be a little older, or you think it's good to be 30? Or, I mean, I'm racing against kids. I'm 48. So
yeah,
it's like I'm racing against 30-year-olds or 35-year-olds. That's a big leap, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say a little older, honestly, because, you know, you get them guys that are 30 and they're still pretty aggressive, you know, no matter what. You know, they're still, you know, they still got a lot of fire in them.
Right.
Like you said, you know, for example, the 40-year-olds and the 50-year-olds, you know, they're worried about getting up and going to work the next day. So I think they should bump up the age just so it's kind of, you know, not that aggressive between the younger guys and the older guys, you know, and have it be more, you know, the older guys go at it and be more competitive, you know.
Yeah, the older guys are pretty damn aggressive anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like, they're animals, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But like you say, it's a big difference. You know, some people were saying, oh, the difference, you know, what about the 17-year-olds racing the 35-year-olds? I said, well, when I was 35, I had some for them 17-year-olds. I would have took any of them on, you know what I mean? Now that I'm, you know, pushing 50, it's like, shit, I don't got none for them kids anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I'm
yeah.
trying to be a pussy, but it's just a fact, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
So, I don't know. That's good. I'm glad you kind of see it that way. That's cool. I can appreciate that. What do you think of the heavy class? You think that was a good call, the senior heavy?
I think it was all right.
Yeah, move. There is quite a few. I mean, it wasn't a huge class this year, but I think it'll grow more now that people see it and they can, you know, cause there's a lot of big young guys that have a hard time getting a 360 now? 360?
360, yeah.
Yeah. So we're 390. That's 30
grow,
pounds.
You know? I think it'll grow. You know, you know, this year there wasn't a lot of, you know, people in that class, but I do think it'll grow. You know, they, you know, more people came out and kind of saw what it was about, and I think they'll, you know, they're going to get more people as next year goes on.
Right, right.
And same with the seniors. You know, I think, you know, the seniors are going to keep growing. You know, like I said, you got the people coming down from back east, and you know, they're gonna see what KPX is about and, you know, how fun it is. And you know, it's just a friendly family environment, you know. It's just a good time, a good weekend, and it's a good place to bring your family and kids.
It really is. It really is. I think they did a great job this year, the KPX guys. I think they a lot of things maybe could have improved, but that's going to be with any organization. You know, you can't please everybody, and as long as they listen to the, you know, the people, then they can't go wrong,
yeah.
you know? And that's
exactly.
what they've pretty much been doing, is just listening to the racers and doing what they want, and there you go. I mean, I don't see where you could go
yeah.
wrong when you're trying to please the people, because that doesn't happen in a business hardly anymore, you know?
Not anymore, you know? The one thing I kind of, that I really liked is, you know, this year the KPX races were just KPX races. You know, that was only, it wasn't a club race and a KPX race.
Right.
I just like this year because it was really organized compared to the last couple of years it was. They had their stuff figured out and they were prepared for something to go wrong. So that was pretty nice, you know. A couple of years
ago,
in Stockton, it was pretty crazy. You know, the scoring wasn't up. You know, transponders weren't ready, and
I was at that race
for a lot of. It was frustrating for a lot of people. So, compared to then and now, it's changed quite a bit in a good way.
Right, right. What do you think about the calls that have been being made? There's been like at the night race in Reno, there was quite a few calls made. You know, I mean. They went from, like, making no calls to making, you know, quite a few calls. Maybe not always the proper one. Maybe missed a few. Maybe, you know, whatever. But
yeah.
at least they were making calls and they're putting people in check, you know. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, that's what you know, needs to happen. You know, if you just let stuff fly, stuff's going to keep happening. There's going to be more people that are going to be upset and kind of, you know, maybe want to do something else. So by by doing the right thing and making the calls, in my opinion, is pretty good. You know, they had people out on the track, so if something went on, they saw it. So that was nice. They were aware of what was going on. And the starts, on the other hand, was kind of crazy. I think I was in the third row on the start in the main, and we had at least three starts. I was like, when are we gonna get going? You know,
right. They did kind of
people. You know, need to be aware of that. You know, in the drivers' meeting, and take that into consideration. You know, I know everyone always, and even in racing, they want to get that one little more. You know,
right.
But
right.
the three starts was kind of a little much, if you ask me.
Right. I agree. And what do you think of the separation they're trying to give? You know, for me, it was like, you know, I'm starting, you know, middle to the back, and it's like they're telling me to separate. Well, you can't tell me that when we're at the starting line already, because then I let off.
Yeah.
Then they throw the green flag. Now everybody's gone. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. You can't do that to people. You know?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You gotta tell them corners before or something.
Yeah. I tend to like it. You know, it's definitely prevented a lot of wrecks, you know, compared to last year. Like last year, we were in really good positions in the heat races and got collected in the corner, and then that's your weekend. And I like it because it's gotten people through the first corners, which we need.
I agree.
It can hurt you, or it can gain you. You know, if you're in the back and you have distance, you know, that's a little tough to make up, but you know, it definitely has prevented wrecks happening, so people get to finish the race, which is nice.
Right. I had that happen to me on a last club race. I got spun in turn one. You know, I had to brake to get into a corner, and someone behind me didn't brake, and I got spun, you know what I mean? And it hurt my season, but it did.
Yeah, for sure.
But it hurt. That was a big one, you know? And then I was getting going, and I burned up my clutch, so that was the other thing. It's like,
yeah.
No, I was just done,
that's
you know?
What, that's
I ran the whole race, but...
Yeah, that's what I was worried about when we had those three starts, because I've had stuff happen in the past where we've had clutch burned out on the second restart. So, and then
right.
You're getting freight trained by everybody. So
right.
That's what I was kind of worried about, but we didn't have that issue. We kind of went a different direction in clutches, and it's helped quite a bit.
A different clutch altogether, or just a
altogether,
different setup?
Altogether, yeah. A different clutch.
What are you running these days, can I ask?
Yeah, we're running a NORAM right now.
Okay.
Metal
okay.
shoes, so it's a lot more durable.
Right. I had a NORAM that I started out with, but I think I had the wrong springs in it. Someone told me the setup for it, and I burned it up freaking in qualifying. It was burned. It was screaming. It was whining the whole time. I burned that clutch up hard.
Yeah.
It was a bummer. But I just had the, you know, wrong springs in or whatever, you know. You got to get that thing dialed in.
Oh, yeah.
But I've heard good things about them, you know, and it is the flame. Is it the flame or the fire? The one with the like, the padding on it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the flame.
Yeah, that one, it seems to burn up quick, those pads, you know. You're going through some pads.
Yeah, we had those, and it burned up quick. Real quick.
Right.
It was kind of nuts. We had one of those and replaced it. In the next race, we had the same issue. I was like, man, we just replaced them, you know? But
right.
You know, is what it is.
I heard that for heavier guys, you know, the heavier classes, that the regular shoes are better. They don't burn up as bad. So I might try that. I don't know. I'm not racing this weekend. I'm just going to have fun, help out the team. And
there you go.
I purchased a new cart, and I'm not going to go down in my old cart. I'm going to wait for my new cart and have a fresh season, and hopefully I can pick up a few spots next year.
There you go.
But What's your plans? What are your plans? Hit this? You going to Vegas? What are your plans?
We're gonna run this Nationals this week and see how that goes, and then we're gonna take a look at you know, what's available and what's more realistic. We're not gonna do Vegas, but we're gonna try to run as many 206 stuff as we can the rest of the year, and then you know, next year focus on KPX again and kind of try to go for my first win and see what we can do, see if we can gain a couple spots of points or even go after a championship.
Where are you out of? What's your home track?
My home track's Monterey Bay Carters. I'm from Santa Cruz, California. So it's about,
okay,
about a 40-minute drive. It's not bad.
Right. I got a couple buddies down in Santa Cruz.
That's cool.
I like Santa Cruz. It's fun down there. It's a little different than it used to be, just like, I guess, everywhere, but...
Yeah,
are you a lifer in Santa Cruz? That's where you've been your whole life?
Yep, born and raised.
It's nice.
It's pretty mellow until you get downtown. So everywhere else is pretty good.
Right, it is. It used to be in the old days, like, you know, the hardcore big surfer dudes, they wouldn't let nobody come down, no riffraff, you know. They'd make you get out of town. You know,
yeah,
it ain't like that anymore.
It's still kind of like that.
Yeah, it is, huh? I know my buddy, I don't know if you know him, Zoltan Torcos?
He's the
first guy to do the kickflip. He's the first guy to do the kickflip ever. He's the only guy to do the kickflip, I guess, on a surfboard.
Oh, mate, I haven't heard about him. That's cool, though. That seems pretty hard to do.
Right. You surf, huh?
I skateboard.
Oh, right on. I skated for years, dude. I kind of stopped a few years ago, man. I had to stop because my fucking knees got so bad that I just can't do it anymore. It sucks. It's a rough one to have to quit skating.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I wouldn't say I was at my peak, but I was definitely, I got back into it, and I was definitely ripping as hard as I was when I was 25, 30. You know what I mean? It was like I was back to that level.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Right? And when I was growing up, we didn't have bowls and stuff. You know what I mean? We had ramps. We were north and south. That's how you skated,
yeah,
you know, north and south. So to get in these big parks like, what is it, Cunningham? Is that down San Jose, right? I mean, that place
Cunningham
is amazing.
Park.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that one's gnarly.
It is. There's some big stuff there, and I like that big stuff. I like big trannies, you know, because then I can fall and not get hurt. I don't like the flat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm not a flat guy. But
like a lot
you
of
like
ones in the San Jose area here, we have a lot of flat ones. So it kind of sucks, but it is what it is.
They redid Derby, huh? I haven't been to Derby since they redid it.
Yeah, Derby's pretty nice now.
Yeah,
I'm happy with the stuff they did.
I remember when I was young and we were down there, it's like, how in the hell do you even skate this thing, man? You know, it was like, and then all of a sudden some local kid would come along and just go, clack, and just sprack a huge air, and it's like, what? You know, it's a different place for sure back then, but I haven't been there since, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, cool, dude. So just KPX next year, do you do the club races at Monterey Bay?
We did a couple years ago, but this year I strictly, you know, focused on KPX and not really so much club stuff. We ran quite a bit of club stuff here and there, but we didn't run the full season.
Right. Right on.
So just waste
what,
time
what
of mine.
What team
just
do you ride
focused.
For? Do you drive for
it's
a team
just
or
me and my dad.
A team or? Okay.
Not yet. I want to be, but I haven't got the opportunity yet. But it's just me and my dad right now.
He works on the cart?
Yep. I drive it and do my best and help him work on the cart too, so. And see if anyone's willing to help us with setup, because we don't know a lot when it comes to that, that's for sure.
For sure.
But we're improving, you know, we're learning stuff, so.
I mean, shoot, 5 years you've been in it, and you're top five in a regional event, you know, a regional season. That's something to be said, you know. That's not an easy achievement, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was definitely it was definitely a difficult task to do, but it gave me confidence in knowing that I'm capable of doing it. So, you know, I can set different goals and know I'm capable of running up front with these guys.
Right, right. You ran so in Reno, you guys were like the top five or six were all together until someone had a little something go down and it kind of spread out a little bit. But for like at least half the race, there was 5-8, you know, guys just battling for the lead. I mean, that was an awesome race.
Oh yeah, no, we were pretty much all together, and we kind of got separated out towards the middle of the race. But you know, even when we got separated out, we weren't that far from the leaders. So. For sure. So it was good. You know, we finished sixth. So Bryce got fifth, and that was nice to see him because he's been in a lot of good positions this year and just hasn't had the luck that he needed to get the deal done. So it was good to see him do that and give him more confidence.
For sure,
they've
been working hard.
Oh yeah, they've been busting their butts, and it's finally starting to show.
Right, right. But when did you race KTX last year?
Not all of it, but a good chunk of it.
Okay, okay. I was gonna ask how you did last year compared to this year.
Oh,
season.
Not that good. Let's see. We didn't run the first race. I'm trying to think. We ran Fresno, was running eighth with two to go, and then on the last lap our chain fell off, so that was a heartbreak. And then at Fresno, and then at Davis, or I think it was Davis, we had two starts and then burned up a clutch. We were starting up front, and then at Sonoma we were up front in the heat race, and then once again with two to go we had a chain fit break on us, and then you know there it was pretty difficult to make stuff up in the main event. So
right.
Just we were in a lot of good positions, just had bad luck struck us. So you know, we looked over, you know, what issues we were having during the off season, and we're like, this is what we need to do to make this not happen again. You know, we moved over to a chain protector, and we haven't had that problem since. So, you know, this year's definitely been a better year compared to last year. That's for sure.
Right.
And we in every main event this year we finished. So that's another biggie. Once you start having those DNFs, that's when it really starts hurting you.
Right, right. It does, too. And it's like if you spend a lot of time and a lot of money to get where you're going, and then you get taken out in the first lap, it's just like it's heart-wrenching, man. It's like, gosh, are you kidding
me? Oh, yeah, especially when you start up front, you know, and your confidence is high. You know, you're like, oh, I'm up front. You know, I can do this. And then that happens, and then you're stuck at, you know, 20th back, you know. So, it can definitely change in a heartbeat, but, you know, it's racing and stuff happens for sure. You know,
right.
Stuff's never a guarantee. You can just hope and pray that it works out.
Right, right. Man, well, I hope and pray that it works out for you this weekend, dude. I'd love to see you on the podium, man.
I do, too. I'm trying my best to get a Duffy, and there's no reason why we can't.
Right, there isn't, you know. A couple things got to go your way, and that's that. It's a wrap.
Yeah,
you know?
If we can get qualified pretty good and start, you know, making some moves and getting up front, you know, you never know what could happen. So just main thing is getting it qualified good and take it from there.
Right, right. Well, right on, brother. Well,
you know, I think
I'm
if
stoked,
we can
man.
Get qualified top 10, top 7, you know, I'll be pretty confident and, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Especially with the two heats, right? Two heats that's big.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just get used to the cart in the heat race and see where you're capable of passing and what it's doing and see what you need to do in the second heat.
That's right. Right, right. Right on, brother. Well, man, dude, I want to thank you for coming on the show, too. I really appreciate your time. I know you're busy getting ready for the weekend and stuff, but, man, we surely appreciate your time. We'd love to talk to you after the race, too, you know, maybe another show down the road or something. And
hopefully,
we can,
I can't wait.
You know,
when you
follow up.
When you message, when you message me and ask me to be on the show, I was pretty stoked, you know, because I wanted to be on it before, so... you know, hopefully we
cool.
can have a good weekend and be on it again.
Right, you will. Even if you don't have, if you have a bad weekend, we'll get you on here.
All right, cool. Thank you, dude.
All right, dude. That's Logan Mitchell, right? Man, thanks again for being on the show, and we'll see you this week, brother.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right, all right. Dang, Pagot, that's some good insight there for, you know, the youngsters out there, you know, how he overcame, you know what I mean, and just kept his head down and is doing good things, man. Doing good things.
He's got a game plan, and I'm a believer in you have to have a game plan. You got to kind of, like you said, he was like, where did we fail this past year? Where can we improve? You know, that's awesome. That's kind of how you do it. That's how you succeed, you know?
Right, exactly how you do it, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm coming out with a big plan next year. I'm going to whoop on everybody. That's my plan.
2018 Burrell?
What? I didn't say that. I didn't. What?
No, not a 2018? What?
Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, I wish. I wish. But I am getting a brand spanking new cart. I mean, brand spanking new, dude. No one's butt's been in
so,
it but mine.
So jealous. I've never achieved that yet. So
I haven't either. I don't think in my whole life. You know, I had a couple of brand new mountain bikes. Never had a brand new dirt bike. Never had a brand new race bike. Some brand new snowboards and skis. But that stuff was like all my boys were sponsored and stuff growing up in Tahoe. You know what I mean? So that was like
– yeah.
Big deal to get a free board, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a brand new board. They just get piles. Yeah, they get piles of them, you know?
Yeah.
First thing they do is off a bunch of them so they can have some cash.
Hey, so after this weekend, so when do you take purchase of your new ride? When does that happen?
It should be here. Should have been here today.
Well, where's here? Your place? A race shop? What? Where?
Yeah, I'm getting it delivered to Rodney's.
Well, if it's here, dude, let's build that up. You're racing this weekend. Come on.
No, because I don't. It's not going to be ready. That's only a day to do it, and he's too busy, and it's it just ain't time, dude.
It's quite all right because I need you as my mechanic or helping me at some point.
Cool.
You know, it's going to be rough. I'm having total anxieties about how hard it's going to be to have 15 minutes between sessions is all I'm going to get. So,
is that it?
I don't know
how
I'm going to do.
Masters go first.
And then you got to go. There's like four sessions and then KA. But, I mean, dude, by the time you get off the track, wheel your go-kart back to your pits, you only got 15 minutes before you're going to have to be on the grid. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
yeah,
you know,
and it's
you go
a track,
by the time,
too.
Right? So, dude,
yeah.
My mom is going to be a rock star this weekend. I bought her tennis shoes. She's coming, and she's going to push go-karts all over the place. Like, she's my
awesome.
Pit girl this weekend. Yeah.
She is. And you know, mom's no nonsense. So.
Oh, she's hardcore.
She is definitely no nonsense. Yep. Oh, I know. Mama Pagot,
so,
she's no joke. Sure.
For sure.
I think you're gonna be fine. But I'm stoked you're doing two classes. I think it's a good thing. If anything, it's a good experience. You're gonna get a lot of time with a lot of good racers. You know, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just getting that experience, you know, it's like, you don't get that experience with that many good racers very often. It's not like they have a national event every weekend,
And a shout out to the Kemp family. You know, they're the ones hooking me up with the KA motor, and it'll be my first time driving that. You know, so it'll take a moment. I got to break it in on the first part of Saturday, so I'll be already behind
Brian.
The ball. Brian, yeah, Brian Kemp has definitely stepped up, and but I got to break in the motor. It's, you know, it's a fresh motor, so it'll take a couple sessions before I can start hammering, you know.
Right.
And by then it's qualifying, you know. So it's going to be break in, a couple sessions, and then qualifying, just like that. So.
Right. Good. I'm excited for you, dude. I think you're going to do well. Let's just have one of your moments of greatness this weekend.
Hopefully it starts to line up, right?
Right. I wonder if Andrew is going to call in tonight. If you're listening out there, Andrew, you better call in, and don't call in it at 8:45 or 8:50. He usually do. He always calls in to last like 5 minutes of the show. So hopefully he calls in and we can, we can get it going on. You know, I'd love to talk to him. He's running 3 classes, right?
Yeah, he's going for it. It's animal, total animal, right?
Total animal. I mean, I don't even know. I'm like, dude, I don't even know how you do it. I don't even know what. I barely get through, you know, my class, and he's going to do 3. So that goes to show you right there. You know, that's the guys I race against, them kids, you know?
No, yeah, exactly. That's who you're racing against now. That's it.
Yeah, right. It's brutal, bud. I had to get a new cart this year. I gotta keep my new shit now. They wanted me to race with the kids.
Man.
Shit.
Right on. I'm excited about it.
I am.
I'm going to throw down the song for a moment. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
cool. Let's
goes.
Take a little break.
Right.
And thank you, everybody out there, for partying with us tonight. That's Steve Pagot. I'm Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
myself again. My walls are closing in.
Not a sense of confidence. I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take.
I've felt this way before.
Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up, what up? Harrell here. We don't have anyone else calling in tonight. We got everyone's getting ready for the Grand Nats, so we're going to call it a little bit of an early show tonight. I want to thank all of our listeners out there for checking us out. Man, our numbers are getting back up there. We're getting a little more consistent on our end, so we'll be here every Wednesday for you guys. We'll see everybody this weekend. Pagot, we'll see you this weekend. Thank you, Steve, for producing our show, doing what you do.
Yep. No worries, mate. No worries.
Right on, right on. And Richie Rich, he said he's got your back. You go to Prairie City. He'll help you however he can. So he's not on my side anymore either.
I just have to take out Andrew, and life is good for you, right?
Right, right, dude. That's all. I mean, you don't really got to take him out. You know who you got to take out is Brian Baker, so he doesn't spin me out.
Oh, man,
these are
my teammates.
Not anymore. Not anymore. He's not. He's not on.
He's freelance.
He's freelance. Yeah, he's a freelancer. He went to the KPX side, which is a good thing. Taking him, you know. Yeah, I mean, they need him over there. He's good like that, you know what I mean? He's a good advocate for him. He does good things.
Hey,
you know?
His daughter is – she's coming up. She's been pretty solid the past two races.
Dude.
this IKF is going to be a big deal. You know, she's taking it by the bull, by the horns. She's going.
Right. For sure. For sure. She's actually kind of amazed me, you know, at the last couple races. I mean, she was fighting it up with Fecko. You know, and Fecko ain't no joke. He ain't no joke, bud. You know, he's a racer, and I don't know. She's been doing really good, dude. You're right. The last two races, that Reno race, she did really good, and then the club
race, right? You guys first.
The club race, yeah. She did really good. I think she finally figured out that she can run with those guys. You know, she's not intimidated by them anymore. That's for sure.
I love it.
Right. So, all right. Well, good luck to everybody out there this weekend. Be safe. Get down there safe. Get down there early. It's going to be packed. Get your spot. Get your cart dialed in, and let's do some racing. All right? We'll see you guys next Wednesday. We'll have a recap on the Grand Nats. Maybe we'll try to get some of the winners from Nationals on here, and we'll talk to them and see how it went for them, see how it is winning some people's first Duffy, Mr. Duffy Trophy. All right. Thank you again, Steve. I appreciate it. And we'll check you out. I'll talk to you before the weekend for sure.
All right. Jump on, buddy. Bye, man.
All right, brother.
Later.
Later.